This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Guinean army colonel has gone on state television to say that President Alpha Conde's government has been dissolved, along with the Constitution. The announcement Sunday in the West African nation came after hours of heavy gunfire had erupted near the presidential palace in the capital. The army colonel said the country's land borders were being closed for a week. He made no mention of Conde's whereabouts. The defense ministry earlier had claimed the attack on the presidential palace had been thwarted, even though there were no signs of Guinea's 83-year-old leader. The colonel said, quote, "The duty of a soldier is to save the country," and added that the country had been impoverished for too long. German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Sunday called for a dialogue with the Taliban as the hardline Islamists finalize a new government that will set the tone for their rule in Afghanistan. The Taliban swooped into power in Afghanistan 3 weeks ago, prompting a hurried effort by Western states to evacuate their citizens and Afghans who had worked for their armies and aid organizations. Afghanistan's new rulers have promised a more, quote, inclusive government that represents Afghanistan's complex ethnic makeup, though women are unlikely to be included at the top levels. While the West has adopted a wait-and-see approach to the group, there are some signs of engagement with the new leaders gathering pace. Earlier on Sunday, a Taliban spokesman had told a newspaper the Taliban wanted, quote, strong and official diplomatic relations with Germany. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow VOA on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. South Africa's former president Jacob Zuma, jailed in July for contempt of court after snubbing graft investigators, was on Sunday granted medical parole, prison authorities announced. Zuma has been hospitalized since August 6th at a health facility outside the prison where he was incarcerated for ignoring a court order to testify before a judicial panel probing corruption during his 9-year tenure, which lasted until 2018. The parole is effective Sunday, and he will serve out the rest of the 15-month jail sentence outside the jail. Government officials with the United Arab Emirates said on Sunday the country plans to launch 50 new economic initiatives to boost competitiveness and attract foreign direct investment. The projects, a few of which were unveiled on Sunday, include investing in technology and creating new visas to attract residents and skilled workers. The Gulf state has launched several measures over the past year to attract investment and foreigners to help the economy recover from the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. The changes also come amid a growing economic rivalry with Gulf neighbor Saudi Arabia to be the region's trade and business hub. Saudi Arabian officials said Sunday two children were hurt and 14 homes damaged as Saudi forces intercepted ballistic missiles fired across the border by Yemeni rebels, scattering debris over an eastern city. The attack, which took place on Saturday, was the latest in a series by the Iran-backed Houthi rebels who control almost of Yemen's north. Saudi Arabia intervened in Yemen's war on behalf of the internationally recognized government in 2015, shortly after the Houthis seized Yemen's capital. A Houthi spokesman said in a video, rebels launched a series of missile and drone attacks on so-called vital installations, including military bases and facilities of the Saudi oil giant Aramco. A Saudi official told AFP that those claims were baseless and there was no immediate comment available from Aramco. The group behind the annual Tiananmen Square Memorial Vigil in Hong Kong said Sunday it will not cooperate with police conducting a national security investigation into the group's activities, calling an abuse of power. Police notified the Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements of China last month it was under investigation for working for foreign interests, an accusation the group denied. The investigation is part of a broad crackdown on Hong Kong civil society following mass pro-democracy protests in 2019. Authorities have tightened control over the city with a sweeping national security law. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.